I am Nick Lawrence, a member of the Board of Directors Finance and Audit Committee. Today is June 20th, 2025, and the time is 9 a.m. I now call to order the second quarter meeting of the Finance and Audit Committee. This meeting is being held in person at the Surplus Line Stamping Office of Texas, 1601 East Pflugerville Parkway, Suite 3301, Pflugerville, Texas, 78660. Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Regulation Division of the Texas Department of Insurance, or her delegate, was notified of this committee meeting on June 10th, 2025, in accordance with Section 2C2 Surplus Line Stamping Office Plan of Operation. Notice of this meeting was published in the Texas Register on June 10th, 2025, in accordance with the Chapter 551 of the Texas Government. All board members were notified of this meeting on June 4th, 2025. A conference call number was provided to members of the public in the public meeting notice. Committee members, Ezekiel Nathal is present. The quorum of two or more committee members is present. The record, Leslie Littleberg is here, and I think that's it.
Jeff and Ezekiel, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Also attending are Executive Director Greg Brandon, Directors of Finance Ronnie Ford, General Counsel Michael Norrid, and Jeff McCourt. Are there any other stamping office directors attending?
Joanna Stone, Director of IT.
Denise Mesquita, Director of HR.
Toby Pick, Operations Manager.
Marissa Gomez, Administrative Assistant.
Are any representatives of the Texas Department of Insurance or the Comptroller of Public Accounts present or attending by phone?
Andrew Guerrero, Director.
David Todd,
the Office of Financial.
Is a TSLA liaison attending in person or by telephone? Board members, stamping office employees, liaisons, and state agency representatives should identify themselves when they speak. Please mute your phones or microphones when you are not speaking. We have some procedural announcements before we get to the agenda. We will not have public comments for this meeting. Representatives of state agencies and members of the public are welcome to listen to or record this committee meeting, but please refrain from asking questions of committee members during the meeting or interjecting comments during the committee's discussions. Members of the public or media, please place your phone on mute. State agency personnel may be asked questions about their agency's policies if those questions relate to an agenda item. Antitrust activity or discussion are prohibited at all stamping office functions. This prohibition includes the exchange of information concerning individual company rates, coverages, market practices, claims, settlement practices, expenses, or any other competitive aspect of an individual company's. All right. And I appropriate approval of March 27th, 2025 FNA committee meeting minutes. Everyone was provided a copy of the March 27, 2025 FNA committee meeting minutes. Are there any revisions or corrections to the meeting? Further discussion? Hearing no further discussion. Do we have a motion to approve the March 27th, 2025 minutes?
So moved. Leslie Littleberg.
Second.
Ezekiel Nathal, second.
Further discussion? All approved, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes. And it looks like we're skipping agenda item 3. Is that right?
No, it's mislabeled. This is agenda item 3, yeah.
Okay. Agenda item 3. Discussion and appropriate action on 2025 finance year-to-date update. Bonnie Ford will present this item.
Hi, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I want to start off by saying these are the 2025 May financial results. The stamping fees were under budget by 1%, that's $7,650 for May, and over budgeted by 10%, which is $311,000 year to date. Investment income was under budgeted by 1%, which is $1,266 for May, and over budgeted by 6%, which was $31,267 for the year, which means we earned more on our investments than we projected for the year. Total operating expense were under budget for May, almost $1,191,000 or 6% under. And year to date, it was under budget by $1,367,000, which is 28% for the year under budget. Salaries and benefits were under budget by 75%, which is $1,165,000. For the month, and 35,000, which is 35%, 1,234,000 year to date. We have the annual pension plan fund budgeted in May for 1,162,500, which made up the year to date under budget. And we'll discuss the pension plan later on. Professional service were under budget. Professional service were over budget for 5% for the month, 1,334 for May, and under budget by 2%, almost $3,827 year to date. This is mainly due to the video training invoice from Lehman Light being paid in full in January, where the budget was spread out over the entire 12 months for the year. Conference and education were under budget by 37%, which is $2,000 for May, and 62%, which is $24,000 for the year, due to timing of budgeted conferences. And that this includes travel and entertainment, which was under budget by 60%, which is $6,000 for May, and 52%, which is $23,000 for the year. Occupation and operating expense were under budget by $8,400 or 26% for the month of May, and under budget by $45,000 or 24% for the year. This category includes software, computer equipment, and printing that makes up the occupation and operation expenses. General and administrative expenses were under budget by $1,263 or 1% for May, and under budget by $13,688, which is 2% year to date. Contingency expenses, which were not used, resulted in $9,031 savings for the month and $24,000 savings for the year. We had $136,111 income from May and $486,134 income year to date. We had budgeted for a loss of $928,000 for the month and a loss of $1,213,000 through May. Changes in investment value was a decrease of approximately $117,367 for May, and a decrease of $9,383 year to date. That was a summary of the financials. Do you have any questions as of now? If not, we can go into the unrestricted unplanned funds.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, for the unrestricted unplanned funds, the beginning balance in January of 2025, after the 2024 audit, was $32,206,000. May's year-to-date net income includes $486,154, resulted in a fund balance on May 31st of $32,906,000, which is $18.2 million over our current maximum. The projected year-end maximum fund balance is $14.5 million. Currently, we're 3.2 over the projected fund balance right now. Are there any questions on the fund balance? If not, we can go into the pension discussion.
Pension discussion meeting the next agenda item?
Yes.
All right. Is there any discussion or questions for Ms. Ford regarding the 2025 finance year-to-date update? None. Ms. Ford, do you have a recommendation regarding the 2025 finance year-to-date update?
No.
Thank you. All right. Agenda item four, discussion and appropriate action for the 2025 pension funding. At this time, I'll turn the floor over to Ronnie Ford, Director of Finance, to lead the presentation of this agenda item.
Okay. Included in the 2025 budget was pension cost of $1,162,500. The actuarial presented to us this result. The IRS minimum contribution for the year was $249,000. Actuarial recommend a contribution range between $797,000 to $869,242. The minimum was $797,000. The maximum is $869,242. So in 2025, we have to fund 2025. So I propose the proposal is made for the board to approve request for a maximum amount of $869,242.
Is the general plan to just put in as much as we possibly can just to get it earning interest, you know, as fast as possible? Yeah.
Yeah, that is fair to say. Okay.
Yes. Any other questions?
I'm good.
Don't have any. Ezekiel? Good?
None for me.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions or discussion for Ms. Ford? And Ford, do you have a recommendation for a motion on the 2025 pension funding presentation?
Yes, I recommend this committee make a recommendation to the board to approve the 2025 pension payment for the maximum amount of $869,242.
Is there a motion that this committee make a recommendation to the full board for approval of the 2025 pension payment for the maximum amount of $869,242?
So moved, Ezekiel Atal.
Second, Leslie Lilgenberg.
A first and a second. Is there any further discussion? And all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Ayes have it and the motion passes. To our last agenda item. Adjournment. Other business on today's agenda. Move to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
I'll second. Leslie Lilgenberg.
Meeting is adjourned at 9:13 a.m.